Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great, too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
We have a class of quarterbacks that's unlike any other. We have never seen this class of quarterbacks. I mean, we could have 4 or 5 go in the first round. We're going to talk about that. Talk about, like, who – where are these landing spots? Like, who needs a quarterback? Like, what's going to happen with all these quarterbacks? We'll talk about some other stuff, too. That's next in the Swolecast here at RunnerGrinders.com.
Please don't dupe me, bro.
I'm begging you, don't dupe me, bro.
It's the poop narrative.
Pigeon's been waiting to say those words.
No.
For 5 years.
That was fun.
The show returning with the vim and vigor to which everyone has become accustomed. Is what a show. What a program.
I expect that from Sosa. I don't expect that from Devin, I'll tell
correct.
You that.
Correct. Sosa will be like, hey, look, it was a hard week. You're lucky you got anything. But normally Devin is locked in.
All right, welcome to the Swolecast here in RotoGrinders.com. I'm David Kitchen, a.k.a. Soccer Dave. We got Peter Overzet, Dan Gasper, and Davis Matic. Guys, how's it going?
You know, cannot wait for 190 days. The DraftKings achievements for baseball really put into perspective just how long the season is. 4,000 tier credits, I believe.
Now, last year you did grind every day. Are you planning on grinding every day for baseball again this year?
It's the only chance, only way I'll be able to get Onyx is to I do the achievements for everything. I'm doing, you know, $5 tennis slates to get the 750 tier credits. I'm entering F1 every week to get the tier credits. You got to farm, and they did. I mean, Kalish won't rest until he gets every last one of my dollars because the tier credits are even less aggressive than the former crown rewards.
So does that mean you're in on Rainmakers too? Because there are some rewards there.
So I looked at PGA Rainmakers and I was going to do it, but I realized very quickly, you guys might know this about me, I am a gambling addict, and I realized pretty quickly I wouldn't be able to stop myself at fielding a good, not a core team, but the tier above that where you use, I believe, 2 rares and 3 cores. I would have spent $5,000 on these Rainmakers like very quickly, so I opted out.
Is this why you'd mess so rare either?
No, I am. I am doing So Rare, and so my NFT budget is on So Rare right now.
I'm pretty sure the NFT bros are the reason why they made the change to the tier credits on DK.
There was a way to farm Rainmakers, yeah. I believe, where you could get Onyx like fairly easily.
I saw some tweets that were like, these guys are spending like less than 5K and yes. getting Onyx.
Yeah, it was because there was big pack. Like, if you purchased the packs, you got like an outsized reward, and then you could sell the contents of the pack, so you weren't even actually costing yourself that much. And then there was additional, you know, they were running promos to get people to enter into the Rainmaker contest that gave away a bunch of extra crowns. All of which is to say, thanks for ruining my fucking hustle, you idiot NFT bros.
Whoa.
I've been grinding. I have been farming crowns via achievements since they introduced them. And there used to be 2018, 2019, if you played it the right way, you could get what's called Onyx now, what was Black then, very easily, which was huge. I mean, that was like $500 a month of rewards you would get. And they made it harder, and then they made it harder again. And now they've really stomped on the little man.
Have you guys heard of anyone that has, for the Onyx members, that got the DraftKings dirt bike reward? Has anyone redeemed that?
I don't think the dirt bike.
Everyone, you ever heard of this kitchen?
Everyone got the Mac package or the golf clubs.
Yep.
Yeah, I want to.
I feel like I was a throwaway. I was a throwaway. I got like invitation to get a Christmas sweater the week after Christmas.
Yeah, Tuttle and I wore ours on the show.
I know.
We must have had leftovers.
They had to have. And so I was just a throwaway. So I was grandfathered into the VIP program. I think that has since expired. It is what it is.
All my VIPs keep quitting.
Hamilton package. Yeah. All the VIPs keep quitting for sure.
The only person who would take the Hamilton package is someone who's literally so rich. They're like, this all does nothing for me. You know, like I don't need fitted golf clubs. I already have fitted golf clubs I don't use. I don't need a new Mac. I buy myself a new one every year. They're so rich. They're just like, yeah, this will take the admin out of getting Hamilton tickets for me, basically.
If I ran things at DraftKings, I would hit up a former DK pro named David Kitchen, send him on the truffle hunting reward trip, and send a camera crew to film him. It'd be the ultimate Onyx marketing piece. Who says no to that?
All right, Peter, how's dad life going?
It's going good, man. April's almost 4 months here in the next week or so. Things are going good, man.
Okay. And Tuttle, how is dad life going for you?
Oh, it's terrible. Just strep. strep throat over and over. These little freaking kids give you strep and then they get it themselves twice in a row. And it's brutal.
No. You might have a carrier in your family.
Yeah, we asked because I was like, I asked my wife, I'm like, are we just like really dirty people that they just got it two times in a row? Like, is this a really poor reflection of us? And she asked the doctor, like, is there anything we do? And the doctor said there's so many recurring cases this year. So
yeah,
made me feel better about my current living situation.
Yeah, well, the good news is that it's nearing or at pre-pandemic levels. So we're back, baby. That's, I mean, that
makes,
would be
the makes you think, why would there be a recurrence, man? Once you know, you can't unknow. You know what I'm saying, Dave?
I don't know what you're saying. And instead of going down whatever rabbit hole that is, let's talk about the current state of the NFL. Pete, you're grinding it every day for the newsletter. Like, where are you at right now? Like, yourself and the NFL? Because I feel like we're like in this waiting period now. Like, it's just kind of like, get here already.
Well, Dave, I just checked. I'm in 69 slow drafts right now, if you want to know.
Oh, my God. Where I'm at. Like, legit?
Yes, legit. I put a video out about this yesterday, but I decided in my head that I wanted to max the big board, and then I didn't I was way too late to start on this mission, and now the contest is almost full, so I'm frantically adding slow drafts. And yeah, I'm in slow draft hell right now, but my OCD side thanks me for being on the path to completing it.
Are you also doing fast drafts?
Just like on stream. Like that's the only time I have to draft a fast team is on stream.
Liam asked me to go to be on a the big board draft, and I told him like I was gonna
guess running dry this quick for Liam.
Yeah, Liam knows what the people want. The people want soccer Dave big board takes.
I couldn't do it. So like Davis, were you on yesterday?
Yeah.
Okay. So good. I'm glad that you were able to fill in for me.
Well, just like we all, everyone in the content space has their buddies who they know when the well runs dry. Yeah. Like I messaged, for me, I got my, Hooper is the big one who will always bail me out. But I
had to give you a gnaw wave yesterday. I got the old Davis invite and had to.
Yeah, Hooper, through. Hooper's busy. Pete's busy. And I just did one with Mayo. So we're running a little dry this week.
So, but Peter, you're basically okay since you're on all these slow drafts. You're just, do you have like your board set up where you feel like you know where these guys are going, or are you just blinding drafting?
I'd like to say Kitchen that I just have kind of a preternatural feel for how to navigate, you know, individual draft rooms. And there is an element to when you have done, you know, you've started 150 of these drafts, you kind of, you know, the deal. By this point.
Right.
I don't advise this to anyone. It's just a personal thing I took on. I don't recommend it. And now I will pay the piper over these next few weeks.
I have a question for you, Peter. Are you worried about any sort of anchor effects from early ADP bleeding into your Best Ball Mania stuff? Are you worried about the matchup?
Is that a new drop?
Wow. All right, Devin.
All right.
Devin on top
totally
of it.
Redeemed himself. No, because I would say Davis, if anything, I get shit. Like Rudman always gives me shit for not having any player takes, right? So like I'm more like anchored to like ADP in the draft rooms. His Kitchen has, you know, told me to live a little, but I'm not too worried about like having a take that gets away from me and I just keep tripling and quadrupling down on it. Although maybe people would argue that's what I'm doing with Kyle Pitts. So sure, I guess I am slightly worried about
that. I mean, I'm taking real umbrage with these people who are off of Trey Lance and off of Kyle Pitts now. You do not win a Martingale by giving up when the price is at its lowest. You think I'm not taking round 20 Clyde Edwards-Helaire? No, come on. You guys gotta – it shows a real lack of gamble in today's
– You did tweet me the other day, though, on a Martingale comment, Davis. You said your favorite analyst is coming up with new ways to justify tripling down on AJ Hamler.
I mean, I didn't know that was you, but if that's you, I'm advising you to seek God because I don't.
We just take Marquez Callaway now instead. It's fine.
Who does he even play for?
Marquez Callaway is the new Broncos deep threat.
So he was for the Saints. Now he's going to be there in Denver.
Do you cover fantasy football for a living, Davis? You don't.
I'm old enough to remember when Marquez Callaway got caballed into the wide receiver 38 on Underdog.com, and it was one of the worst things that has ever happened.
And now everyone's
I'll be honest. I'm so far removed. I thought we were talking about Antonio Callaway here for a second.
Todd,
he had so much potential. Yeah, I've done zero. Surprisingly, you know.
Are you still grinding the NBA streets right now? Like, do you have any sort of interest in?
We got six slates left before our achievements are done.
Zero interest. Yeah, grinding NBA. We got MLB opening day tomorrow, obviously, which is a couple of reasons for my background. One, because leadoff hitter Joey Gallo and the Twins.
I can't wait
tomorrow. And then it's also kind of a special ode to Davis's old stomping grounds, and it brought back memories of Davis would deliver us the forecast on if the birds were chirping or not.
the birds are chirping.
Yeah, so, Davis, he was the original weather reporter back in the day.
It's going to be a beautiful weekend in St. Louis for my friends who are interested in Blue Jays Cardinals. It's going to be
Yeah, the weather looked good tomorrow. I was surprised.
Yeah, it's super nice.
I mean, honestly, this is the like sports pinnacle where you have Final Four weekend, and then you've got Masters and Opening Day all within a week.
Would have been cool if K-State won. I am completely tuned out of college basketball.
Yeah, they were very lovable.
Does anyone here's my question. I actually think people don't care about March Madness after the first weekend. I think the first weekend is the time where everyone is absolutely locked in. I just see way less people caring now, which is sort of the converse of what you would think it would be.
I think second weekend still is legit. If K-State, I mean, honestly, we saw so much stuff. But if K-State would have won, you would have heard about them all this week. Like, this week.
It was
all
a bad draw out and teams remaining.
Yeah.
Well, I would have heard about it.
Because NAL State is just like a, they're just like an ugly team.
All right, Kitchen, I'll fall on the sword for everyone. How's your bracket doing?
I think the better collective brackets – was terrible. And my home bracket, I did beat the other brackets made out by my wife and three daughters. So, and that was only because I had Purdue winning it all. But like, if you had one team in the Elite Eight, you're good. Like I had, and I had Texas, Kansas State, and Gonzaga. So I was good. Like I swept like the tears of my daughters. Enough motivation to keep me going throughout the year. So
that is what everyone tuned in for.
My 4-year-old's getting first place in ours, so that's
that's all you need to know.
It was a great year for
he doesn't even know what $50
by mascot.
Means,
yes, picking by mascot, and like there was someone at Better Collective in the New York office who picked Princeton, and I guess everyone was just giving her grief. And so after they won the first one and the second one, everyone's like, okay, what's going on here? But that's what makes March such an awesome month. Also, what
this is
awesome
March,
month, right? Is the drama that's involved with the NFL? Let's talk about Lamar Jackson. Where is he? Is he just going to stay in Baltimore, Davis?
I mean, I would say if it was my job to like make a market and assign probabilities, the probability would have the plurality of the market would be playing for the Ravens, or I guess I should say being on the Ravens roster. I mean, Lamar, I would guess, is simply just getting advised by like his friends and probably his family, and not like a lawyer or anything. I mean, Ross Tucker had this tweet. It's just about how much less money he's made than Josh Allen, even though they've played the same amount of time. And he's lost a lot of money, and he's not really helping himself make it up right now. He could hold out. I could see him just being like, I'm not signing this tag, dude. Mm. You know?
Do you remember when Ross Tucker had a fantasy football show?
With Silva?
All it was Silva coming on the show and him asking Silva a question and Silva just talking for the rest of the hour. Like
it's kind of like you like, with us in the Swolecast, right, Kitchen?
Yes, exactly. It was so good though. That's when like Ross is one of those guys who like grinds and he's like grinded his way to the top.
Do you know what the best part of that, Kitchen, like the way they booked for that? Because then Silva would do like the fantasy guest bookings. I'm pretty sure, and Davis, plug your ears here, I'm pretty sure Jacob Rickroad once appeared on that podcast because Silva would be like, I got this guy that knows that wide receivers who finish top 24 are more likely to finish top 24 in previous years. Come get on the show.
I mean, I think, Pete, you should – think that I'm very mature. I've reached a level of maturity in my 30s. I just blocked Rick Road. I couldn't do
that's
it anymore.
Maturity indicator?
Not mature.
I thought you were going to say you DM'd him and put water under the bridge.
Squashed it.
No. To to do that is immature. To subsume your own subsume your own emotions and co-sign someone who fucking sucks is not mature.
Oh my god!
Most mature statement I've ever heard.
You just said yeah. After you matured, and then you go into just calling names and everything else. All right. As far as Lamar goes, though, Pete, where are you at right now?
I'm with Dave. I do think the most likely outcome is no one trades for him and he holds out, because I just don't see him playing for the Ravens. But I just don't know at this point if we do agree there's some kind of league-wide collusion to not pay this price, or teams just don't want to do it. He seems like a guy you don't want to call his bluff on a holdout. Like Lamar Jackson just sitting out through the whole year seems very well within the range of outcomes.
Yeah, I agree.
And to offer a first and second round, or first round pick, I think maybe something that might happen is that a team might offer the trade after this year's draft.
That's what a lot of people have said, and it makes a lot of sense. Like, I mean, like the Falcons are a team, the Lions are the team that probably makes the most sense for them to make the pick, and then they'll be like, okay, well, we have Lamar Jackson, so it's not going to be the fourth pick or the fifth pick or whatever anymore.
And seeing what happens with this quarterback draft, the Titans are also another team that could do it. But there just seems like quarterback this year, it seems like unlike any other year, because you've got a couple of guys that are like new, and I guess you would say unproven, like Howell for Washington, Purdy for the 49ers and the situation there. And then you have like four or five, Pete, you're like giving me that look.
I just don't like you speaking with like the certainty that Purdy's the day one starter for the Niners. It offends my sensibilities.
Yeah. You think Darnold is?
I'm getting triggered, and I'm going to try to respond maturely.
I actually think the most Shanahan outcome is Sam Darnold starting week one for the 49ers. Like that's the most Shanahan thing that could happen.
I do think it's more likely that Sam Darnold starts week one than Brock Purdy. I do think that.
So whenever you heard those comments yesterday as a Trey Lance truther about them saying, you know, they're like almost like thinly veiled insults. What were your takes, Peter? Are you still drafting him in the fourth round?
Am I taking Trey Lance in the fourth round of drafts? No, catch it. His ADP is in like the 110 range. I honestly don't think the comments changed anything, because the team has been saying, George Kittle said this like the day after the NFC Championship game, like Brock Purdy is our guy. He's our starter. If Brock Purdy was fully healthy, he would be the starter. The whole reason there's uncertainty is he's coming back from a really hard elbow surgery to recover from. And there's a lot of people who are doubtful that he is going to be ready for week one. He has a giant brace on right now. They said he's 3 months away from just even throwing the football. So I don't know. I think it's a very long shot. So the whole Lance enthusiasm is Lance versus Sam Darnold for the starting job come week one. I'm still willing to place my bets on Lance beating out Darnold in that situation.
Would you agree, Davis, that there has never been this much uncertainty in the quarterback position in the NFL?
Yeah, I mean, we were honestly kind of hoping for like more musical chairs. Like a couple of the situations resolved themselves without any fireworks. You know, Atlanta just being like, all right, Taylor Heineke and Desmond Ridder, that's enough. The Commanders going in, you know, signing Jacoby Brissett, the Giants choosing to give Daniel Jones $1 billion, the Seahawks re-signing Geno Smith to an extension, the Rams not looking to trade Matthew Stafford, the Buccaneers not looking to make a trade. Like, it could have actually been even more insane. It could have been even less certain. I think the thing that's most interesting is Levis and Richardson are like the most Rorschach test quarterbacks ever, where it's like in a normal class, you kind of just reach a consensus of like, it's very 2018 to me is what I think is where it's like, everyone agreed on Baker that he was the best. And then there were four guys who no one could agree on what order they should be drafted in.
Well, then it was Darnold, right? And then
Josh Allen,
It feels Lamar like Allen Josh is kind Rosen. Of like, right, but
Allen in that class is Allen in that class is both Levis and Richardson. Where Richardson, Josh right. Allen, Josh Allen. Let's just be clear on the record. He was bad at Wyoming. Like you could say weapons. I mean, this guy. We're talking like he was like third team All Mountain West. Like he was
Silva
not.
Silva was making fun of the Bills. The only person not making fun of the Bills was like Leone. And probably Liam, wherever he was at.
No, like, Leone bagged on the Allen thing, too.
Yeah, Leone hated it.
Everyone did.
Yeah, so I think that's kind of where you have this. And, we talk about these four quarterbacks, but there's now a fifth quarterback that's in the first-round mix as well.
This is pure cabal. This is pure someone blowing smoke.
Hendon Hooker.
Oh, Hendon Hooker. Yeah. He's 25 and he can't even play this year because he tore his ACL. This is people.
He can
stop.
He
enough.
Can play.
Enough. Davis. He's 25 Davis. On a torn ACL. Enough. He's you older than Joe Burrow. He's older than Joe Burrow.
Latest mock draft I saw had him going fifth to the Seahawks.
No, these are unserious people saying unserious things to get unserious clicks.
What are the odds that the only reason Kitchen remotely cares about this is because he played college ball in the same state Kitchen lives in? Right.
That's
now?
The only. It could be.
No,
it,
no. I can't stand Tennessee. Like I can't say, but Daniel Jeremiah. He ticked off a whole set of Vikings fans last week by putting Hooker to the Vikings.
And yeah, in the third round, I think that would be a good investment for them to make.
Right, but this was first round. And then yesterday, I forget who it was. It was maybe an ESPN mock, but they had it where he was fifth. And everybody's saying that he's going to go higher.
David, you're getting engagement farmed.
Yeah, okay. Well,
this is PFF quarterback dynasty rankings catnip.
But still, the question remains: like, there could be five quarterbacks taken in the first round this year.
Very unlikely. It sounds like
I don't think so.
I'm very uninformed on the situation as I'm still NBA mode, MLB. Somebody explain to me why Anthony Richardson isn't just a souped up version of Malik Willis.
He's more accurate, you know, it's really, and his mediocre passing production came in the SEC. Malik Willis's passing production came, what conference is Liberty even in? Some shitty small conference. And he also is like Malik Willis was a good athlete, but like Anthony Richardson is like,
right. The best quarterback.
Yeah.
Athlete
he's like the greatest. Yeah. And so
if you take, I don't know if you guys saw on Player Profiler, but I think he was like the number one all time quarterback as far as like,
yeah,
player scores.
Yes.
Like just a freak. And so you are betting on the 5%, 10% outcome that would equal like a Josh Allen, basically. And so that's kind of the debating point is, do you take that risk or do you go safe with going CJ Stroud? You know, like, what are you doing?
Is there any chance Stroud's just like a byproduct of his weapons? Because the Ohio State's
he's been throwing like absurd. Dan, you have been watching the combine tape, but he's been throwing absolute dimes out there.
Kitchen, have you been watching highlight clips on Twitter?
Of course, I told you I am invested in the quarterback class. Does it have anything to do with me being a Titans fan and there being a lot of uncertainty in the quarterback room here in Tennessee? A little bit, yes. But it's
don't
also
you want don't you want to see Malik Willis just to see if there's anything there? You're not interested at all in like eight games.
Yeah, it's a down
of
season. Just
I want Malik Willis to be. I don't think he's going to be the guy, but sure, trot him out there and see if you can get Caleb Williams next year. But yeah, you know,
I'm willing to martingale bad quarterbacks clearly, but I don't think there's any coming back from Malik Willis getting benched for Josh Dobbs, like signed off the street. I don't know how you come back from that.
I think you're probably right. It was one of the most egregious, like, this guy does not have it moments in NFL history.
Yeah. That's why I am interested to see what happens with this new Titans GM, if he's going to trade everybody around the draft or what's going to happen.
I was actually talking, I think it was with Corain, about, he said he was taking Tannehill at the end of some of his drafts. I have not clicked Tannehill once. Like, do you think this franchise can trot out Ryan Tannehill in like a rebuilding year like this?
No.
Yeah.
I think Tannehill, like, the best case scenario for Tannehill is this Rodgers stuff falling through and Tannehill going to the Jets. Wow. I think that's like his best case scenario for this upcoming season. But I mean, the Rodgers thing is another wrinkle, you know, that we're trying to figure out. So that's why it's all just so interesting to me.
Yeah, the update this morning was the Packers have backed off from wanting the Jets' 13th overall pick in the draft, per Mike Florio. Overall, the Jets believe that the Packers have been unreasonable and irrational in their asking price.
Tuttle, boots on the ground take there.
IDGAF. I'm over it. It's ran its course. Get Rodgers out of here for whatever.
Doesn't it suck, though, that this is your last memories of him, like your last experience with him is him just being like, yeah, dude, I don't care. Like, I just like intend to play for the Jets. So like, can we just get that done, please?
I think
Valley Girl out of Darkness retreat. Davis is a new character.
Like, I'm thinking that if Mahomes 10 years from now is like, yeah, dude, I'm over it. Like, I want to go play for the Raiders. I would just be like devastated. Like, I think I would be like, if he was just like, I'm sick of playing here, Kansas City, you know, barbecue, whatever, I'm out. I want to go. Some, like, that would be like, I would be heartbroken.
No, see, I don't really care. I just don't. It's whatever. I think the most hilarious
situation,
though, for
Tuttle to say that he doesn't care just tells you all you need to know.
I think it would be hilarious if the Jets got saddled with Alan Lazard and they didn't get Rodgers there.
It would have, like, if they had done Lazard, Cobb, and Marcellus Lewis.
Yeah, if they signed everybody,
And then they just got to go into week one with Zach Wilson.
No, you know ultimate getting saddled with? Nathaniel Hackett. Imagine Nathaniel Hackett walking in like, oh, so what am I supposed to do this year again?
Oh, man. I mean, yeah, because they were... I mean, they've got a full wide receiver room now. And
they got Mecole Hardman.
Yeah.
That's all you need. The skeleton key.
So Davis, where are you on Elijah Moore and his landing spot?
I think it's wheels up. I think this could be a bad take. I would old takes exposed, gathering a negativity. I could definitely see it. But I don't think anyone really thinks that Elijah Moore's production last season was a result of him not being good. Like, I think we all just universally agree. It was like, yeah, Zach Wilson's a dick. And Elijah Moore, I think rightfully, was like, I hate playing with this guy. And I also don't think someone should be punished for not being as good as Garrett Wilson. Lots of guys are not as good as Garrett Wilson. And, I mean, the more confounding variable is Deshaun Watson still any good? Because he was so bad. Like, Sean Watson was like the 27th best quarterback by EPA added last year.
But don't you think Moore would have had a better chance of a bounce back year with Rodgers than Watson?
No. Mm-mm. No. Because, really? because Lazard.
There are too many people in front of him. Yeah.
Yeah. They, I like, agree. If Rodgers is coming, I think clearly his list of demands is, you got to get my guys, Lazard being one of them.
I would counter Davis. If Elijah Moore can't earn more targets than Alan Lazard, then it's wheels up for him nowhere.
Jeff Janis bailed Aaron Rodgers out of a playoff game, and then Rodgers was like, you know who my buddy is? My buddy is Jake Kumerow, so let's keep Jake Kumerow over him, because it doesn't even matter.
Rodgers just shuns guys that aren't his, for sure.
Tuttle knows. It doesn't have anything. Like, Elijah Moore could be nothing burning dudes like prime Julio Jones, but if he, like, won't listen to Aaron Rodgers' moon landing conspiracies, you're out of the inner circle.
But the risk that Deshaun Watson just sucks now is just as high of the risk of Aaron Rodgers icing Elijah Moore, in my opinion.
No, I would say the icing is way higher because of the Lazard signing. I would say that once the Lazard signing was done, you wanted Moore to be on a different team if you liked him. There was no way he was playing over Alan Lazard.
And Browns still have a QB1 in the waiting in case that Deshaun Watson is not good this year.
Who's that?
You didn't see who signed with them?
Josh Dobbs. Yeah. Well, I would say if Josh Dobbs is making non-injury related appearances for the Cleveland Browns, that is the most intergalactically down bad franchise in professional sports.
Hey, where's Kareem Hunt going?
It's like a third round pick. He goes in the Kenneth Gainwell, Alexander Mattison range still.
Because we don't know where he's going to end up.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great, too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, that one seems weird to me that he's still there. I've been drafting a lot of Jerome Ford late, hoping Hunt gets out of there. You never asked me to do Overzet's overview today. I just remembered.
Did you have an Overzet's overview?
So I don't have that per se, but I have something else. But I still need to be teed up.
I thought about it at the beginning, but you weren't really alluding to it, and I didn't want to put you on the spot. But so what do you have instead of the Overzet's overview?
First of all, Kitchen, you can always put me on the spot. It's what me, you know, that fire lit underneath me, just knowing.
The accountability. So,
I went to start writing the Overzet's overview, and, you know, I do my preliminary research, looking at your guys' Twitter feeds, seeing what kind of content I can mine there. And it was kind of a quiet 2 weeks, you know, on the front, just not a lot of interesting stuff. So I came up with just a quick little game that I wanted to play with you guys. And this game is called Swolecast YouTube comment or a Twitter comment about the new, or not new, but the new season of Love is Blind, the reality show. So I'm going to read you a comment out of context, and you're going to have to say, is this a YouTube commenter on our show or someone talking about the new season of Love is Blind? Is that?
And can you give us like a rundown of Love is Blind? I've never seen it. It's where blind people find love.
Essentially, real quick, because I know Dan is one of our resident reality TV guys. Do you watch Love is Blind, Dan?
I do not. Apparently, my wife knows one of these dudes on here.
Really? Okay.
From college days. I'm trying to scroll through the list now.
I would love to know which one it is. I will say this, Dave. You don't need to know anything about the show. It's more just contextual clues. Is this something someone would say about a TV show? Yes, it's but Zach. I think conceptually more interesting. Zach, okay. That guy is insane. Yeah.
Okay. I my assumption
she has a type. A
douche, but.
All right. Here's the first one. This was a comment.
Okay.
All it is, cringe show. Was this said about Swolecast or Love is Blind?
Swolecast for sure.
Swolecast.
Yeah, Swolecast.
Okay, correct. Swolecast, that was said sure. about the Swolecast. That was a few episodes ago in the comment section. all right, next comment. Hear me out. An entire cast of people in their 30s. What was this said about?
Love is blind.
Love is blind. Please.
Okay. Love is
Someone blind. Still think I'm young.
Yeah. Next one. Speed
Peter's
this
going
up.
With A, B, A, B, A, B.
No, trust me. I got some good randomization in here. Speed this up.
Speed this up.
That's Swolecast.
Yeah.
I will just say Love is Blind is on pause. The rest of the episodes aren't going to be released on Friday. Do with that information as you will.
We said Swolecast.
Swolecast.
All right. That we're getting this right. We're 3-0.
All right. What's with these men in singing? Please make it stop.
I don't think we sing
on here, do we?
It's got to be Love is Blind because we don't really sing on the show.
I think Kitchen saying what's that is Love is Blind. What a long low energy low T intro.
That is definitely Swolecast.
Yeah, okay. That was in reference to one of Kitchen's opening. Yeah. No, off season no, show or I unsub RG.
Well, that's got to be Love is Blind.
Sure. Love is Blind.
Love is Blind, yeah. I unsubbed Netflix. And the last one, I still can't understand why Zach chose Arena and Paul chose Micah. Clearly, Love is Blind. Can you guys guess that one? That is Love is Blind.
Swolecast.
All right. You know, we'll workshop a better segment next time, but I had to get
No, that was good. That was good.
That was good. That was good. That was good.
All I will right. say to Tuttle, that guy your wife knows, it's he is in like one of the most toxic relationships I've ever seen on the show. And when he first saw the girl that they picked, she goes, "You look like a weird cartoon character." Those were some of the first words she said to this guy upon seeing his face for the first time.
That's hilarious.
It's pretty incredible.
So you have some back, the background might make sense. She met him in Kitchen. We had a conservative growing up, both myself and my wife. And she met him on what would be called, what did they call those? In college on a like a mission trip type thing.
Yeah.
So he has a very conservative.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't a mission. I forget what they call him now. It's not like an exactly mission trip, but it was a Christian based outing.
Okay.
Type of thing. So I don't know if that background kind of opens up your eyes on who Zach is as a person or not. But yeah,
he had this weird thing where he was doing this bit early on when they're like, "Oh, what do you do for a living?" And he thought he was being funny. He's like, "I'm a stripper. And he's like a lawyer or whatever, like a criminal defense attorney. And I was like, that's a weird joke. And then later he said that his mom actually was a stripper growing up. And I was like, that makes the joke even weirder to joke about you being a stripper when your life was tough because your mom was a stripper. So this is that guy. He contains multitudes.
Oh, interesting background. Yeah.
Yeah.
On this trip, we're also the Dude is Perfect or Dude Perfect Dudes. So wow. It was a very action-packed trip, apparently.
Look at three future celebrities on that trip.
Yeah. Well, it was the twin. Yeah, it was the twins. Yeah.
Yeah, they still count. Can I, since we're past
off the rails?
We're off the rails. I need to tell you guys I got something. You're gonna be really proud of me.
Fitbit or?
Yeah, kind of. Davis, you know what that is?
You got a whoop.
Whoop?
Yeah, I got a whoop.
So have just you been so you know,
kind of. I've been playing pickleball. So
So you're burning like 300 calories a day?
Go off, Ken.
Yeah. So
pickleball is like the exact opposite of what people need to be doing if they want to get in shape.
Okay.
It costs nothing to be supportive of your friends who are embarking on a new fitness journey, David.
I mean,
being active is not what you want to do to get in shape.
I mean, just the more I get into the Huberman stuff, the more it's like if you're not doing resistance training, you're taking like 20 years off your life. And I want David to live a long time.
Davis, how hard do you get when Huberman like randomly mentions skateboarding as like one of his one-off exercises?
It's like why I wake up in the morning is to like one to maybe have Huberman mention skateboarding to like these MDs that come on, or like when one of the guys comes on is like, yeah, you know, if you can do this, you're in the top 2% of people, and it's something I do at the gym once a week. I'm like, I'm the fucking man. That's why I do it.
How deep are you into the Huberman stuff?
As deep as a person could possibly.
So you don't look at your screen at all when you wake up?
Not until I get to the gym.
Oh, okay. And then you're taking like all the different supplements that he suggests taking. And what's that? Really?
Yeah, all of them.
What's that running you a month?
Because a lot of money, a lot.
Laundry list of stuff.
Yeah, I go to the supplement superstore like once a month and go load up on what I'm down on.
Yeah, so like I don't think he is a grifter, but if he was, he could make a lot of money just based on.
It's funny. So this comment is really funny. I did.
Says Davis dropped the skincare routine.
So this is funny you say that. I got to tilt my eye. I got a chemical burn on my eye from doing, because I did my face wash in the shower and then I put retinol on after I got out of the shower and I got a chemical burn under my eye. So that's not Huberman stuff. That's like Instagram stuff, but not good.
Interesting. All right, so
I'm 30, Dave. I don't want to die young. If Huberman told me to stop being there's probably like actually like evidence-based stuff that like caring a lot about sports is bad for your longevity, but I don't think I could go there.
Yeah, no, he can't. I don't think people realize how much, like how many supplements he, I just don't think you take everything that he says to take.
Do you want me to go? Do you want me to go get my stack? I can show you what I do.
Yeah.
How have you not done a thread with your stack yet?
Yeah. David? Do you take stuff for like testosterone, like the tongue cat alley or whatever it is?
No, I don't have issues.
Lion's mane.
I don't have issues with testosterone, and a lot of that stuff is not like those studies would be done like not in America or not like double blind and stuff. Like I'm only doing stuff that's like pure, like in what the big three, science, nature, and the other one.
All right. When you go to the sauna, do you take an ice pack with you?
No.
Is that part of your stuff?
What are your thoughts on a mobile sauna?
I mean, I just would love to not, I would love to have any sort of sauna that I didn't have to go to at my gym. Cause I would like to be able to do it at my house.
But Huberman talks about it, like,
and almost got me.
Yeah. The one of the like, is it one of the infrared ones, like Tuttle? Yeah, that like pops up, that it's like a like cellophane type thing almost.
I'll show. I'll put pictures in the.
I know. I've seen Instagram ads for these.
Yeah. I'll put pictures.
Yeah, Huberman talks about like going to the sauna, but taking an ice pack to put on your groin, so you won't have fertility issues.
I've not heard any of that. Oh, there was.
I think at
there
this
was,
point, Tuttle would welcome some fertility.
Sign me up. How do I do this?
Tuttle walking into the sauna like this.
There was
Wasn't the hot tub supposed to lower the count? Right. Sign me up.
I think I've heard that. Yeah, I think Dave just made that up, though. I'm pretty sure.
Nope, did not.
I've heard some people do ice packs around their neck or on their head, so that they can stay in longer, so their body doesn't think they're as hot, so they can stay in the sauna for like 30 minutes or 45 minutes or whatever and not get too hot in their head. I don't go that far.
Okay. I just want to know like how
do you want me deep... do you want me to send you some supplements?
Yeah, like you have it.
I mean, I'm not going to send you the actual supplements. I'll send you the list of what I take.
Oh no, I already have that. Like there's a whole thread. I just sent a tweet where a guy has like gone through all the hours of the Huberman podcast and just did like a TLDR for a threat. And so I just used that.
Do you take creatine?
I'm about to start. Get these T levels back where they need.
It's very
good.
It's not for
I took creatine
for like neurological function and muscles.
Yeah, well, I took it back in the day when I was super ripped.
But do you take creatine, Pete?
I literally, my stack is nothing. No supplements, no... I'll throw a scoop of protein powder in it. I don't need... I think it's mostly bullshit and placebo stuff, but whatever makes you feel good.
You would not easily be right.
Yeah, you would the, not the be number one thing. Audience.
The number one thing that doing the supplements and following the Huberman stuff is my quality of sleep is like 20%. I don't know. It's like unbelievable. It's the difference is night and day compared to what it used to be.
Well, to Kitchen's point too about it's why like intermittent fasting is never for a while, like for someone who's in like health and fitness content creation, talking about intermittent fasting is not good for business because there's nothing to sell. It's like you actually do nothing. Whereas all these guys have Athletic Greens sponsorship, the supplement, because it actually gives them something to sell that their audience would be responsive to.
The data on intermittent fasting changes like every 6 months. I think intermittent fasting, its greatest value is just in having you eat less calories in the morning. You're just skipping 500 calories.
Yeah. And I'm still kind of workshopping the blended optimal of.
Sounds like a smoothie that you make. Kitchen blended optimal.
It's a blended optimal. What's that?
What was Kitchen's one back in the day? Keto was the big one.
Keto. Yeah. I mean, lots of people do keto now. The data on keto is not good. You should not do it to your body.
I remember making fun of him on Twitter for it, and the backlash from some keto truthers was large.
If you want to lose 20 pounds in like an unhealthy amount of time, keto GTO for that. Not GTO for like treating your body good.
Well, Huberman talks about keto being a possible depression reliever. So
I can see that.
Well, and I think the reason why like keto or the juice cleanse, it's because people naturally want a reset, right? And it's a good reset mechanism of like, I want to stop doing what I'm doing. This is what's going to kickstart the reset, but it's not a sustainable thing. You know, it's doing a juice cleanse and people, for the rest of their life. Like
people really like to see results too. And so if you cut out carbohydrates for any period of time, your body composition will change and you will. It's like what Galpin talks about, why working out can be so addictive is because you can, when you are lifting weights, all the blood's going to go to your muscles and you could see what you could look like. Like people love that shit.
Yeah, but you could do the same thing with ChatGPT. And Midjourney.
Kitchen, are you giving Midjourney narcissistic prompts of like, David Kitchen, but on the cover of Men's Health magazine, and then it's like you.
So I think I have gone down the Midjourney. For those that don't know, like zero chance Tuttle knows what Midjourney is, right, Tuttle?
Zero chance.
He's Midjourney on some ownership projections right now.
So Midjourney basically is a way you give AI, you give Discord server a prompt and it sends back an image that it makes based on your prompt. And now people are getting like so into it where they are, it's almost like they're optimizing the prompt command for these images that they're popping out. But we could definitely do some fun ones for the Swolecast for sure. We're so close to GPT making lineups on the show.
It would be better than what we'd come up with.
I think we should give Kitchen spot to ChatGPT this upcoming year. I think that would be a good bit. Like we could clip that for social and we could make a thread and we could like what we learned from ChatGPT making our selections in week 13 NFL DFS.
Yeah, I mean, like, honestly, it's ChatGPT will make its way within the next year into DFS. That's my prediction. It could be big.
I have not used ChatGPT 4. Is the big difference that ChatGPT 4 is crawling the information live, whereas ChatGPT 3 was 2021 and earlier?
4 can 150 max, 3 can only do single entry and 3 max.
ChatGPT sub, so $50?
Well, there's different levels, but the big difference is that ChatGPT 4 is multimodal, meaning that it can input pictures and text. It can
bimodal or more.
ChatGPT 4 is Max Dollary swapping out Channing Frye 2 minutes before a lock with 500 lineups.
Kylo has optimizers. The kids don't know, Tuttle. The kids simply. That's actually what I wanted to talk about today. I wanted to talk about how our DFS habits have changed over the years. Because I just had this realization the other day when ETR keeps posting that Utikau article, and like most people don't even remember him.
They keep posting it.
It's like I see it on my top. Like I've seen like Levitan's tweeted this interview like 10 times. Yeah. Which you know, whatever, do what you need to do. But Utikau simply like 150 maxing without using sims is considered like old school, you know. Whereas like real old school DFS is like people used to complain. This was a real thing that people used to say, is they'd be like, when did fantasy sports become about data, not about watching the games? Like used to hate Dinkmeyer. Basketball.
Oh yeah.
Dinkbot hated optimal lineups.
Lots of people did. But yeah, like people used to, I mean, who even uses that anymore? Like no one really. Basketball Monster used to be like
a service anymore.
Like if you had someone's BBM password, you were like guaranteed to have a profitable NBA season.
Dude, I use the Basketball Monster for one of my fantasy season long basketball league drafts back in 2008, where they would optimize in real time, like, you know, to win your categories 5-4 and then like boost people up based on like what categories you're winning. And I would just destroy this fantasy league all because of this Basketball Monster tool. Like it was pretty ahead of its time.
They were the cream of the crop back in the day.
We reached out to them. And this is back in 2017 or 2018. Cal and I tried to schedule a meeting with the owner of the Basketball Monster, and he was like, nah, and just shut it down. And he, like, literally Matt everybody Buser? At that point in time, what's that?
It was Matt Buser, who right? His site? Matt Buser?
No, So the guy who's behind the guy who's behind Basketball Monster lives in Wisconsin, and then he would get Buser at first, and then he would get Rocks, whatever,
Red Rocks
that to kind of help with inputs. But instead of just going all out for DFS, he's like, no, I'm good, and just shut down the product. If you wanted to do a lot with it, because they had the if this then that, and that's what no one had at that point, where you could see what.
Well, when did NBA Wowie? When did the kids really don't know about that?
Popcornmachine.net. I mean,
the kids they have no idea what it would be like to not know what to do when someone was out. Right? Oh, Kevin Durant might be out. What do we do? You just get it spoon-fed to you.
Right. And that's the biggest difference. To answer your original question of what's changed, all that information is spoon-fed. I mean, back in the day, 10 years ago, we would be playing MLB DFS against people who just wouldn't even check starting lineups.
Wouldn't even know who was playing. There used to be a time, believe it or not.
And the sites would not have that information.
You would submit lineups on DraftKings not knowing if a guy was playing because it wouldn't live display that information.
Yep, they didn't have
notification. Like no notification when James Harden is out. No notification when Dennis Smith Jr. is not playing. Nothing.
That's the huge grind now because of NBA specifically, like late scratches. So I'm trying to think, like two nights ago, Harden was a late scratch.
I binked that one. I got that. I had that one. That one worked out for me. Doesn't always work that way.
But that's the thing. So how owned was Tyrese Maxey?
He was still 50% owned.
Mega chalk. Back in the day, a situation like that, we're looking at like a 5-10% owned Tyrese Maxey.
Funny enough, it used to be the 76ers all the time too, because that was when they were tanking. And so guys would just like, they would just randomly not play guys, and you'd be sitting there, you know, 6 o'clock, 5:59, just like clicking refresh on like a Twitter list. Like, oh, yeah.
Yep.
Makes me sad. Just to get us back on track, what is your high end ceiling comp for Will Levis?
I guess it'd be Josh Allen. Josh Allen just seems like the comp high-end ceiling comp for all these guys who you don't know if they're going to pan out or not. Josh Allen getting there
has cost NFL teams so much draft equity. Like so many shitty guys are going to get.
Well, not just him, but also Mahomes, right? I mean, because Mahomes wasn't a top three pick, and Lamar too,
probably.
Right. So you mentioned this 2018 class. You know, there are two MVPs in there, and they weren't the top picks. It wasn't Baker or Darnold. It was Allen and Lamar. So, you know, that's kind of where I think it's going to be interesting. We didn't even really talk about Jordan Love, but Love, Howell, Purdy. Like, it just seems like there's going to be so many more quarterbacks introduced into this upcoming NFL season.
I mean, Howell ain't going to play. Like, it's going to be Jacoby Brissett. Let's be real about this.
I don't think so.
Sam Howell's no good, right?
Dude, there was just a puff piece from the GM about Howell earlier today.
I think they're going to go with him.
Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah, they're not like Brissett's coming in if they start. If something happens to Hal, you don't bring in Brissett to win. And, like, he's just going to be the average quarterback. If that's the case, just lose with your guy Hal. I mean, I think that's what they're doing, is they're seeing what they have. And Atlanta, I don't know, like, it feels like what they have is kind of in a similar situation. Like, Heinicke is too good to tank.
Is he? I think Taylor Heinicke's pretty booty cheeks.
But he's not the worst, though, is what I'm saying.
I don't think the Falcons are trying to tank. I think they're looking at this division and saying, like, nine games might do it.
And you think they're trying to do that with Ritter?
I think they just think they're going to do what they did last year, which is they're just going to run the ball 400 times and win the games they win and just accept they're going to lose a lot of games. Not a lot, but some games by 30 points.
Yeah. You also have a situation in Tampa. I mean, there's all sorts of
the team that should be getting Lamar is the Falcons. I mean, what would their price be, Pete, to win the division if you added Lamar Jackson to their roster? Like, they'd be like -150 probably to win the division.
I was gonna say, I mean, that division. I mean, what, people are gonna talk themselves into the Saints? Yeah, they should probably be like -250 probably. Like,
yeah.
And also, I mean,
they got the bones.
We make fun of Arthur Smith, as we should, but like, his running game was legit good. Like, his like scheme and whatever he does with his offensive line and his stuff was legit. Like, it's hard to blame him for wanting to run the ball as much as they did when he was having so much success doing it.
He'd scored 30 points for the Titans, led the league in scoring a couple years ago before he got that gig in Atlanta. I mean, which makes that Kyle Pitts thing just that much more baffling. As far as how does a smart guy not utilize?
Okay, where does Kyle Pitts go in drafts next year? I think that's a great
2024 or 2023?
2024. It's going to be very polarized, right? Like, he's either jumping back up to like the second round, like the 2-3 turn, or he's like getting shadow banned.
There
is a non-zero chance that Chig gets drafted higher.
Here we go.
Than Kyle Pitts next year. Like, that's here a legit scenario. Pitts has Janu to compete with this year. Like, it's not like it's going to be the Kyle Pitts show.
Like, I mean, Jonnu Smith is just fancy Michael Pruitt, right?
But are they going to throw enough to make him the guy? I don't think so.
I don't know.
All right, Kitchen, I had a hard out 3 minutes ago. Let's go.
Sorry. We were on schedule with all this football content? And then the football or the Love is Blind segment kind of pushed us over.
No. Do you want to tell people why we started late, Kitchen? You want to tell people why we started late?
No, because I don't like throwing Devin under the bus. Can we get
some opening day plays from Tutski?
Yeah, Tuttle. Who's the
give us the winners, dude?
Be a professional for once.
I'm on mute. I'm sorry, I was completely spacing you guys out and trying to figure out because we had Shea's out, Jaren Jackson. Memphis is resting all their guys for tonight.
Yeah, we're running. I mean, I opened it to
Twins are going to smash against Greinke. Good weather in that game. Toronto, I like, is the stack against Miles. The other one is
what's Gallo's chalk. What's Gallo's Pion?
Lefty.
Gallo's Pion. I'm actually not on early season MLB Pone, so that's a Jamino question.
He's 3,100 against a soft tossing righty. Yeah.
Yeah. He's going to be chalk for sure.
He's a lefty fly ball batter.
Yeah.
I'm pretty back in the day,
you used to have to go to Fangraphs and check out wOBA splits on your own. You had to figure out how to do that. That would tout
batter versus park. I think it was right. We had those out there.
Ben was that guy.
No, Cardi was too. Cardi was a big park factor.
No, but it wasn't just like park factors. No. This was like
wind tunnel in Texas.
No, this wasn't park. Park factors are legit. Like, park factors matter. This guy is 5 for 6 lifetime in this park. That's usually pitcher friendly type of thing. Gotcha.
All right, we can't go too far down this road. Peter's got a hard out.
Jacob DeGrom. I think people will shy away from him because he's going to be more limited than the other pitchers tomorrow. Yeah. It was stated he's around 75 or less likely, but we got to remember. Usually pitch counts are condensed a little bit on opening day anyways. So I think it's a good time to take shots on him.
Okay. Boom. All right. Davis, final thoughts?
You know, Kitchen, I hope you get what you're looking for in the NFL draft. I hope the next time – actually, I hope the next time we do this, I hope there's been either a DeAndre Hopkins trade or a Lamar Jackson resolution.
What if they both are at the Titans? Can you imagine that score? All right.
No, I can't.
The reason why I say is there was a graphic with all the guys, including Hopkins and Lamar. I think Hopkins is dust this year, but anyways, we can talk about that next show. Peter?
I just wanted to shout out a tweet I saw that I think everyone should check out. Handle is it's spelled SOCRDAVE. Not sure how to pronounce it, but said, what is the most comparable QB class like we have with this incoming 23 class? I just thought it was like a really unique question. And if other people wanted to go and engage with it, I think they might enjoy that conversation and discourse.
Davis already did. Davis wanted to.
I know. Davis got engagement far by you, Kitchen. That was well played.
I looked up draft classes.
Holy shit. He's got four replies. That tweet's on fire.
Replies for Kitchen is, that's a fire emoji.
I had to send out a football tweet just to get my mind ready for this show. So
it's like an athlete taking an ice bath before their game. Yeah. It's David Kitchen sending one football related tweet.
I could see Kitchen legit having like a little post-it note with his to-do list for the day. It was like, send out football tweet before a Swolecast.
Did Bonnie create that list for you, or
no? This is me. It says. Parlay IQ, and the second thing is AI to research AI stuff. So, yeah, I'll do it. We'll be back in 2 weeks, the day before the NFL draft. This is going to be an NFL draft show unlike any other. So make sure you tune in for there. And I'll just say I love you guys. Love everyone who tunes into this show. I needed this show, and it was good just to laugh. And I always look forward to hang with you guys even when Davis is on. So that will be it. Thanks to Devin for producing the show, and we'll see you next time here on the Swolecast. Peace.